In dependence upon the Lord for all needed help, I ask your very prayerful attention to Psalm 109. I read verses 21 and 2. Psalm 109, verses 21 and 2. But do thou for me, O God the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. But do thou for me, O God the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me, for I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. This psalm is very often, rightly so, attributed to a prophecy of the Judas Iscariot. And in the 8th verse here, let his days be few and let another take his office. Indeed is what the dear Peter rehearsed there in the Acts of the Apostles, when it was decided that another should take Judas's place. And why, how sad and how solemn indeed was the end of Judas. The end of here of the wicked. But whether David, his eyes of faith, look into that day of his Saviour, his Lord Jesus, or on this day when he would be betrayed by Judas Iscariot, but David himself, why, he went through many trying scenes, did he not? There was Absalom, there was King Saul, there was Ahithophel, and there was another man who betrayed him to Saul. Why, and there were others that brought David into great, deep distress. And what occasion David writes this psalm on, we're not told. But he was in some, he'd been in some deep trouble. He'd been in great persecution. And the days of persecution are not over, are they? And some of God's people know more about this than others. But here, this 21st verse, David changes from his asking the Lord to curse his enemies, to now pleading for himself. And he comes this lovely word here, but do thou for me. But do thou for me. The 22nd verse, he tells us why he wants the Lord to do thou for me. For I am poor and needy. My heart is wounded within me. Now, is this the description of some of you in here this afternoon? Working backwards, shall we say, on this text for a moment. Your heart is wounded within you. And what is it wounded by? Wounded, in the first place, is it not, by all those sins? sins and all those iniquities of your own heart. Oh, and how you plead with the Lord. Cleanse thou me from secret faults, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Let me hear the voice of thy loving kindness. Yes, there's all this wounding within. We mentioned this morning, not long before we closed, but it was the case of the poor man that was full of leprosy. My heart is wounded within me. And why, if we've been taught, are taught by the Holy Spirit of God of what we are and who we are and how we stand before Him, we shall feel wounded. And who's the one that has wounded us? It's that arch enemy of the Church of God, is it not? Satan himself. It's in Romans, where it speaks about the Satan, thou shalt bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. But you go back here to Genesis chapter 3 rather, and I will put an enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed, that shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And we feel all the sin and guilt within us. Oh, the malady that is within us. Dear soul, the remedy is without us. The remedy is found in our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the God of all grace. And when the heart is wounded within, why, it cries out. It cries out for mercy. It cries out for peace. It cries out for pardon. It cries out for forgiveness. Very often, if one may speak, brothers, we fall into sin. But when we are brought to see our sin and our iniquity, and to see it, as it were, through the eyes of Almighty God, a God that cannot and does not look upon sin but with abhorrence, then we tremble, do we not? We tremble. Oh, to think that we've been left to do such horrid crimes of sin. Oh, and we feel their heart is wounded within. And you know, those deep wounds that sin has made, it's like that parable that Jesus spoke, isn't it? There's this man is going from Jerusalem to Jericho. And that's just like you and I at times, isn't it? We're going the wrong way. We're looking the wrong direction. Our feet are slipping, sliding, we're backsliding. We're not going to Jerusalem, we're going from Jerusalem. We're leaving the Church of God. We're not cleaving to the Church of God. Oh, we're wounded within. Oh, we're fallen down. We're left half dead. And dear soul, and were it not for the blessed Good Samaritan, there we would die. We would die there, dear soul. But, you see, this Good Samaritan, there are professors of religion, yes, that will come along and say, well, can't do anything for him. He's beyond it. they passed by on the other side. But this good Samaritan came where he was. Yes. Ah, I wonder, was he crying this? He was, you know, in substance, was he not? But do thou for me, O God, the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good. You see, he wanted the Lord to bind up his wounds. The wounds that sinners made. This all, is that true? Do you want the Lord to bind up the wounds that sin has made in your life, in your heart? Oh, the aching void. Ah, yes. And you come to the Lord. You know, again, one thinks of poor Peter. Why, you see, there he was. Peter's problem was this. And it may be your problem, dear soul. You're following the Lord afar off. You're following the Lord afar off. It's like what I said this morning regarding my shoes I couldn't find. Mum, where's the shoes? Where you left them? Yeah. Yes, dear soul. Oh, and yes, sinner. Say, Peter. But when the Lord turned, the cocks crow now for the second time. Peter denied three. The cocks crows twice, and the Lord turns round and looks once. And Peter's out and weeps bitterly. Ah, do thou for me. Do thou for me. Oh, my heart is wounded within me. He wept bitterly. Here was those real tears of penitential grief and sorrow. He not only felt the wound within, but he felt he'd wounded our dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And dear soul, when you and I get there, we're getting nearer to the right place of godly sorrow and repentance. A repentance that needs not to be repented of. And we come here then. But do thou for me. I may have enemies. I have got enemies. Oh, yes, and the one great enemy, my friends, is that adversary. The devil. That walks around, goes around, seeking whom he may devour. And he knows your weaknesses and mine better than we know them ourselves. And he watches the opportunity. See, an opportunity, yes, inclination, and all comes together. And sadly, we fall. And we're wounded within. We're wounded within. And then, to be wounded. Yeah. But to realize that we are wounded. And to cry out for mercy, to cry out for peace, to cry out for pardon, forgiveness. Oh, and there's again, sinner, there's only one place to go, and that's to our Lord Jesus Christ. But do thou for me, O God the Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy name's sake. You see, dear soul, It's his name's sake. It's his name, it's his honour, his glory. Here again in the, well, it's here in Isaiah's prophecy and it's in Ezekiel's prophecy, I'll just refer you to. Here in Isaiah's prophecy 43:25, I am the Lord that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember thy sins. Said something like that this morning, didn't we? That the Lord, their sin and their iniquity will I remember no more forever. Ezekiel 33, where we read this morning. Yeah. And now Isaiah tells us the same blessed, glorious truth. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions, that blotteth out. You know, you see a cloud in the sky, and then the sun comes up, and all that vapour disappears. That cloud is gone. And blessed be his name, his people's sins are removed like that. Their sin and iniquity, and I will not remember thy sins. And dear soul, and he does this for his own namesake. And here in Ezekiel 36:21, but I had pity for mine holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen whither they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes. I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen whither ye went. For mine holy name's sake. See, his name, his honour, his glory is at stake. When our dear Lord Jesus Christ, there in that covenant of eternity. Why, as he says there in John 17, that all that the Father giveth me, I pray for them, I pray not for the world, I pray for them that has given me, that they may behold my glory, which thou gavest me before the foundation of the world. It was decreed yonder back in eternity that Christ, Jesus, God's dear Son, should indeed suffer, bleed, die, and pay the price of the redemption of the souls of his people. Yes, with his own heart's blood. With his own heart's blood. See, sin has to be paid for. And dear soul, and your sin and mine has to be paid for. Blessed be God if your sin and mine is paid for now, in this time state, and that you and I have a faith view of Christ as the one that has paid the price, the redemption of our souls with his own heart's blood. God forbid that anyone should be paying for their sins after they die. God forbid. Oh Lord, let it not be. I cannot bear that piercing thought. What if one name in this chapel this afternoon should be left out when God for them shall call? Oh, prevent it by thy grace. Be thou, dear Lord, our hiding place, and this they accepted die. I will do it for my own, for mine holy name's sake. They were given to him in eternity past. Oh, and that he should pay the price. He should suffer in their place, room and stead. Yes, dear soul. The just dies for the unjust. Romans 5, not sure of the verse. But he died for the ungodly. It doesn't mean he died for the wicked that they're ungodly, but he died for those that feel their ungodliness and mourn before him and that cry, but do thou for me. Oh, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow, said dear David. But do thou for me. Yes, and David knew what these things were, did he not? He got sin. Oh, and he pleads then with the Lord, do thou for me. Yes. O God, the Lord, for thy name's sake, it is for my holy name's sake, which ye profane. The heathen whither he went, I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. See, he sanctifies. He calls by grace. Oh, and he sanctifies his people. Ah, yes. He takes their sin and he imputes unto them his righteousness. He stands in their place. The just dies for the unjust. Holy and blessed and glorious is his name. Yes, dear soul. I, the great I am that I am, the self-existent eternal being, the three in one and one in three, is our I am he. I am that I am, said the Lord to Moses. And dear soul, that's what you and I need, is it not? That I am. Yes, that blotteth out thy transgressions. Yeah. Blotteth out thy transgressions. Ah, here's our why again. When I was at school, we used pen and ink. And sometimes there was many blots of ink on the page. You could blot it with blotting paper, but the mark was there. This is completely obliterated. It's gone. They can be found no more because they're all washed away in the precious blood of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. His blood does cleanses from all sin, all iniquity. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. But do thou for me, I am he that blotteth out thy transgression. And it's not in the single, is it? Perhaps, dear soul, you've got one sin in particular that troubles you. That may be so. I don't say that is wrong, but These are, it's all your sin and all my sin. Yes. You've got, I've got sins that we regard as big sins. And perhaps, dear soul, you've got sins that you regard as small sins. And David said about secret sins. And perhaps, dear soul, the sins that you've forgotten about. Oh, and yes, and maybe the Lord in love and mercy and pity brings these back to your remembrance. And what does it do to us? It humbles us into the dust. It brings us to the throne of grace. Brings us to the mercy seat. There to plead forgiveness, pardon, all our sin. Big sins, little sins. Sins of omission and sins of commission, they all need covering with the mantle of his forgiving love. And he'll do it for his own great namesake. You see, because there is nothing that defileth can enter into heaven. There is nothing that defileth can enter into heaven. So, all those that were given to Christ, all his people, he loves his people, great and small, and grasping hard, embraces all, and nor will the soul will part. He toils through life, pants through death, and cries with his expiring breath, 'tis finished and complete, they're all forgiven. Oh, amazing grace. They're all forgiven. All washed. All cleansed. All blotted out. All not to be remembered anymore. Not to be mentioned unto them. Yes, dear soul. I am he. I am he. Yes. I am Christ the Lord. The Saviour. The Redeemer, the one that's come to seek and to save the lost. Yes, I am he. But do thou for me. O God, the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good. You see, is this for his name's sake? He intercedes for us. He intercedes for us with cries and groans which cannot be uttered. Blessed be his name. Your poor prayers and mine, dear soul, are all used in the intercession of the Lord Jesus Christ before God the Father. He saves the sinner on his knee. Now God sees me. Yes, it is our mercy, isn't it? That he sees us. Oh, that he may see us there more often. Pleading for peace, for pardon, forgiveness. Do thou for me. See, and here, I am poor and needy. Reminds me of the word you find in Isaiah 41:17. But I am poor and needy. Yeah. Let's quote it properly, because it's just slipped my memory. I am poor and needy. When the poor and needy, I hadn't got it right. When the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Yes, dear soul, you may be poor and needy, but the Lord will hear those cries, those feeble cries before him. Their tongue faileth for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. Listen, sinner, God's word is, I, the Lord, will hear. Will. Assurance of it. No if, but, or maybe, might be. It will be. I will hear. And he says, oh, and if God hears, he will answer. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. Blessed be his glorious name. David called upon the name of his God in trouble, and the Lord delivered him time and time again. And say, my soul, why not for thee? I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Not forsake them. You see, them. They found this own, that covenant of his grace. Again, repeat John 17. Father, I will that they also that's given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou gavest me before the foundation of the world. I pray for them. I pray not for the world. I pray for all them whom thou hast given me. Blessed be his name. I will hear them. Yes. He hears their cry. And as we mentioned this morning, that dear woman that came and washed his feet with tears and wiped with the hairs of her head. You see, we don't read one word of prayer that escaped her lips, but the Lord read her heart. And oh, dear soul, that he might read your heart and mine this Lord's Day afternoon. Yeah. And remember us in our lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever. But do thou for me, O God, the Lord, for thy name's sake. Didn't have too much time at dinner time, but I just looked at this and I draw this perhaps bow at a venture. I don't know if it concerns anybody, what it relates to, but there's this here in the first book of Samuel, the first chapter. Here, as you know, there's Elkanah with his wives Peninnah and Hannah. And you know, the one has children, the other doesn't. And Anna is in bitterness of soul. And she cries out unto the Lord. Ah. You know, do thou for me, O God, the Lord, for thy name's sake. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord God of hosts, if thou would indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And this, oh, you read this again at your leisure. But then this, oh, down here later in the chapter. Now she goes up to the house of God, yes, to offer this sacrifice of thanksgiving, and with her Samuel, when she had weaned him, and they slew the bullock. And she said, this is now, she says this to Eli. Remember that Eli had misjudged her, hadn't he? Oh, put away thy wine from thee. No, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have neither drunk strong drink, but I poured out my soul before the Lord. Do thou for me. Yes, oh, you see, as she comes, she's now fulfilling her promise, her vow before the Lord. The Lord has appeared. The Lord has answered. The Lord has granted her request. Now she fulfills that which he vowed unto the Lord, that he should be lent unto the Lord all the days of his life. And she said to Eli, my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here crying unto the Lord, for this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore also I lent him unto the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worshipped the Lord there. Yes, dear soul, she fulfilled her vows. But do thou for me, O God, the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercies could deliver me. But do thou for me. There may be one in here that's got some mysterious path in providence. Does this word, dear soul, suit you this afternoon? This burden, this cross, this trial? Yes. But do thou for me. You know, Israel, they're coming out of Egypt. And they they're coming out of Egypt. And there's a Red Sea in front. There's enemies behind. There's mountains left and right. And yet there's the Lord made his goodness pass before them. Do thou for me. So, this God, dear, that David's speaking about, the trust I'm trying to speak about, O God, the Lord, is able to do exceeding abundantly. Yes, he is. He made a path through those waters of Jordan, through the waters of the Red Sea. There's a strong east wind. They went through the Red Sea. And he's still the same. He's still able. But do thou for me. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. But there's I will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. There's he will do it. But he's going to have you and I ask at his footstool, at his throne of grace. It's the Lord's will, but it's also the Lord's will, sinner, that you and I are to ask. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. But do thou for me. Yes, dear soul, and do thou for me. Perhaps there's this, that some poor soul desires to do, to praise and bless the Lord for his mercy, for his kindness, for his goodness unto them. And, you know, you go to the Lord in prayer and you think to yourself, well, that was a poor effort of praise in his name. Yes, I can't find it now. But, you know, it runs like this. Assist my soul, thou heavenly King, to praise thy name. I can't quote the rest of it. But it's assist my soul to praise thy name. Do thou for me, for all his goodness, all his mercy, all his kindness. Oh, what shall I do, my Saviour to praise? Yes. Yes, and some of us here, have we got something to praise him for? Or should I put it another way round? Have you got nothing to praise him for? Have you got nothing to praise him for? Ah, for mercies countless of the sands, which daily we receive. But do thou for me, O God the Lord, for thy name's sake. Yes. And for souls. Ah, do thou for me. You know, that prayer of that dear woman comes in the life of the child of God so very often, does it not? In so many different ways and circumstances. Lord, help me. Yes, that's what's here, isn't it? It's pleading for help. Yes, we need help daily in life's pathway. Oh, but friends, yes, one feels it more and more. Oh, help to praise and thank the Lord for all his goodness, mercy, kindness. Undeserved. Why, like dear Jacob, what did he say? I am not worthy of all the notice thou hast shown unto thy servant, all the kindness. And are we worthy? Not when we look at ourselves. We may be walking in some degree of affliction's path. We may be feeling under the chastening hand of God. And why is that? Because of our transgressions, because of our sin, because of our backwardness, because of our backslidings. But compared with what my sins deserve, how easy are my pains. Yeah. Yes, dears, and that's true, isn't it? Yeah. But do thou for me, O God, the Lord, for thy name's sake, for thine honour, thy glory, and thy praise. Oh, yes, dears, it's for all the His honour and glory, not your mind, but his. And he will have all the honour and all the glory. And it all be for his own great name's sake. To bless the Lord, O my soul. Well, I have to leave. There have been some rambling remarks, I'm fully aware. But oh, you take this prayer home, dear soul. And you plead it before the Lord, whatever your state, your condition, your trial, your experience might be. But do thou for me. Yes, you may, like poor David, you got enemies. David had his enemies. You may have enemies. You may have bitter trials. Oh, that they may be sanctified to you and myself as well. But plead with the Lord, but do thou for me. Make, Lord, the crooked thing straight and the rough place plain. Make thy goodness pass before us in the way, but do thou for me. Ah, yes, and what did Moses say? Yes. Oh, he pleaded with the Lord in his heart. Ah, that the Lord would reveal himself. Ah, that I beseech thee. Show me thy glory. The Lord says, no, you cannot see my glory, but I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover it with mine hand, and I'll remove it when I pass by, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. But do thou for me, or for thine own great namesake. Oh, for thine honour and glory, save me by thy grace, thy love, thy mercy. Dear Lord Jesus, hear my prayer.